and welcome to a new edition of Mercenary Musings Radio, a bi-weekly audio program featuring mining analyst and commodities expert, the mercenary geologist, Mickey Fulp. We are your most trusted source for in-depth analysis and commentary on commodities, mining, and the junior resource sector. Joining us on the line from Albuquerque, New Mexico, is the mercenary geologist himself, Mickey Fulp. Mickey, how have you been?
I've been well, Rob. And you?
Pretty good. Getting cold up here in Canada. We're settling in for, hopefully it won't be too long of a winter, not a repeat of last year's frigid temperatures. For today's program, we are taking an updated look at the bullion market. It's been a rough ride for bullion in 2014, but really you can say that for almost all the metals right across the board. So when we talk about gold, Mickey, one wonders whether or not this is more of a story of strength in the U.S. dollar and not something that's taking place in the underlying metals markets that have metals prices lower. What do you think?
Well, I published a couple of weeks ago a piece that addressed that exact fact. And what we were able to show was that the strength of the U.S. dollar can account for just about all of the downtick in gold over the last 4 months. Gold hit a multi-month high on July 11th, and it's basically been downhill from there. Mm-hmm. And coincidentally, that's the exact day that the U.S. dollar started on its big run. It's actually gone from 80, a little bit more than 80 on the dollar index, and
right.
It closed on Friday at 88.4. So that's what a 10% rise in the U.S. dollar index, and coincidentally, gold as of Thursday was down 11% since July 11th.
And I'm going to assume then that the 11% drop that we've seen in the price of gold since early July, when you put gold priced in other currencies, the losses are not nearly as deep. Is that correct?
Well, that's correct. In fact, there's gains in some of the currencies. So I've done a series of three musings here over the last couple of 3 weeks, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
The first one addressed the dollar index against gold, copper, and oil. We did correlation coefficients, a simple statistical methodology to assess the reasons or the correlation, and not causation, but correlation. And we did these against DXY, and we found out that gold was inversely correlated, as we all know. But the correlation coefficient was minus 0.96, and perfect is minus 1. And we carried that on with copper and oil, and then last week we did the precious metals, and I have a musing coming out today that plots gold in other currencies, and we did that against the constituents of the dollar index.
Mm-hmm.
Euro's down about 3%, Swedish krona 3%, Swiss franc 3% in terms of gold price.
Right.
So we see 11% drop in U.S. dollar, but the DXY currencies basically have been relatively flat. Japanese yen is up 4%,
mm-hmm.
The gold price over this period of time. Based on that, it's pretty definite that the strength of U.S. dollar is what's brought gold the gold price down in U.S. dollars.
Okay, so therefore then, if we are to be looking for a turnaround in the price of gold, we're going to be having to see some weakness in the U.S. dollar. What are the chances of the U.S. dollar turning lower, Mickey? A lot of people I talk to say they don't really see any weakness in the greenback on the horizon.
Based on what's going on in the world right now, I don't see that either, you know, and this is a little bit out of my area of expertise, but we've seen a strength in the U.S. dollar. The U.S. economy is ticking like a well-run clock right now. It's
mm-hmm.
strengthening. A lot of it, I think, Rob, has to do with the fact that, you know, all these currencies, we've been in a six-year race in the world to devalue your currency, to prop up failing economies, and it's happened worldwide. And I think the U.S. dollar has once again become a safe haven. It's probably looked upon right now as as the lesser of many evils, or the lesser of all evils. So based on that, you know, it has reasserted its position as the world's reserve currency, despite some governments with differing ideologies, specifically Russia, China, some of the rogue governments like Iran, who keep threatening to trade commodities and other currencies, or barter gold for oil. That happened a couple of years ago, and that's just laughable. I don't see anything on the horizon that's going to weaken the U.S. dollar. Now, it certainly has made almost an exponential rise over the last four plus months. Mm-hmm. So at some point, you're going to expect a correction to come out of it, but it seems to just be marching right along.
Okay. Latest news story of significance, I think, though, Mickey, from concerning gold is from Switzerland, where they have rejected that proposal. Apparently, that would have forced the Swiss Central Bank to hold at least 20% of its balance sheet in bullion. If the vote had gone the other way, I've read that analysts said that the Swiss Central Bank over the next several years would have been purchasing about 1,500 tons of gold. How important is this story to the near-term movement in the price of gold?
Well, I think that was expected, that that initiative did not have a prayer, and from what you've told me, it was soundly defeated. So that came as no surprise to the market. But when you really look at it, Rob, 1,500 tons of gold, the world's producing about 2,500 tons a year. So that's not that much gold. 1,500 tons spread over a number of years is not a particularly large amount of gold. What we do have right now, though, is very strong physical demand, especially in China and India. And I think that's opportunistic with these low prices, with gold closing Friday at 1167. Well, I look at that as a buying opportunity, and we've seen bullion sales even in the U.S. Have been very strong. China and India are buying gold like it's going out of style. So we can hope that physical demand will help the price of gold. You know, it's all supply-demand fundamentals. I don't get really excited one way or the other about the price of gold. I just buy it when it's cheap, and it's on sale in U.S. dollars right now, so you know what I'm going to be doing.
Okay, yes, buying some gold, and certainly we've seen central banks buying gold. Mickey, I'm reading 93 tons of gold in the third quarter acquired by central banks, bringing year-to-date total of 335 tons, and that is up from 2013, up from the year before that, so central banks are viewing bullion. You know, there's a gold sale on right now.
Yeah, well, let's look at who those central banks are, though. I would suppose that until recently, that was the Russians. You know, they are just the. I neglected to mention, we also in this musing take a look at some of the major gold producers, and the ruble with its just absolutely abject weakness right now. It's the price of gold in rubles is 28% gain since July 11. But until recently, with oil prices strong, you know, I'm sure that the Russian government was one of those that was buying gold.
Yeah, you mentioned oil prices certainly turning lower, though, in recent weeks. Does that make gold less appealing in that oil is slumping, gas prices are dropping? So that weakens the argument for holding gold as a hedge against inflation?
Well, you can certainly look at it that way. To me, it's on sale right now, and is the reason to buy gold. But what really has happened is the U.S. dollar has become the safe haven again. Mm-hmm. You know, we went through a period of time post-global economic crisis where the U.S. dollar completely gave way to gold as a safe haven, and the tables have been turned now, and people are feeling better about especially in the U.S. and in Canada too. You know, the Canadian dollar, oh, it's been somewhat weak. The price of gold still dropped about 7%,
right?
And Canadian dollars over this period of time. So you know, North America is looked upon right now as kind of the world's safe haven, or the world's most boisterous economies, and we've seen that with the decline in gold price, both in the U.S. dollar and Canadian dollar.
Mickey, if the price of gold hovers around current levels or perhaps even weakens a little bit further, I'm wondering whether or not that could eventually lead to a shortage of gold. Not enough gold to meet demand, and that companies will be looking at the price of gold saying, you know what, it's not high enough for me to get out there and start exploring for new possible mines and whatnot. Could that eventually lead to a shortage of bullion?
Well, I think we've already seen mines go off, and exploration is way down. You know, we hit the all-time high of gold of right around 1900 an ounce in early September of 2011. By the early fall, a year later in 2012, it started making it started on a very slow decline. But what we noticed was there were lower lows and lower highs, and that always indicates that a correction is in the works. And we saw that in kind of a two-step fall in the price of gold in mid-April and late June of 2013. So what that has done is, with a falling gold price, marginal mines have come off. The junior industry, as we've talked before, is moribund right now. So certainly this is going to have longer-term effects, and at some point, you know, it's capitalism, supply-demand fundamentals. So when prices go down, supply eventually comes off and does not meet demand, and prices go up again. So putting a time frame on that is going to be very difficult, but we will certainly see decline in gold production this year. I would certainly think we will see a decline next year. At some point, the piper has to be paid. You know, there is still very strong demand for gold, especially in emerging market countries.
And as you mentioned earlier, Mickey, you believe gold at current levels represents a buying opportunity. Perhaps let's wrap it up on that note. Are we going to get one more show in before Christmas?
Rob, I think we'll get two in. We do a bi-weekly show, so this is the end of November, so we got the whole month of December, so we'll do one in a couple of weeks, and then we'll try to do a wrap of the year right around the new year.
Okay, great stuff. Mickey, we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
All right, thanks a lot, Rob.
That's Mickey Fulp, the Mercenary Geologist. You can find him on the web at mercenarygeologist.com, and you can always hear Mickey's latest opinion exclusively on mercenarygeologist.fm and kitco.com. I'm Robert Graham at Mercenary Musings Radio. Thanks for listening.